This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Oregon Ducks have released half of their kick times for the 2025 football season. And there are three notable times out of the six that were announced. The Ducks' first big nooner is going to happen this year.
Oh.
We got a big nooner. September 13th at Northwestern, a 9 a.m. Pacific time kick, Oregon versus the Wildcats. That is a tough one.
Yeah, it's an early kick time. That's difficult. Do you think they'll go out there? How many days out do you usually go out on the road?
Day before. If it's an early game like that.
Do you maybe go a day earlier?
Maybe.
Try to get used to it a little bit.
Yeah, here's the thing. This is different. This is so different from the days of yesteryear where early kicks were. I remember when Stanford went out and got blasted by Northwestern when they had a far superior team and it was held against Stanford? Well, they played one of these early kicks and David Shaw was like, dude, our guys aren't used to this.
They're not even up normally by now.
What they have now is Oregon practices in the morning. Mm. Most colleges practice in the morning. So they are used to getting up early, having their body clock early, but getting ready for a game is far different than getting ready for a practice. Mm-hmm. You think of this 9 a.m. kick Pacific, your body clock, you got to wake up and go through your pregame routine. You're probably getting out of bed at 4:30 or 5 in the morning. And if there's one thing that we know about Oregon and their preparations, they're going to be maniacal with how early they get up all week long.
And something we know about young men, they're really good at getting up early in the morning.
Yeah, they are. They are. They are.
Yeah, notoriously but known for it.
This is an interesting move because do you think there's a part of this being like Northwestern saying, yeah, we'll take Big Noon?
Oh, God,
yes. We'll take Big Noon on that one. Because Oregon has got a big following in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like one of their biggest alumni outposts is outside of the Pacific Northwest is in Chicago. That's why they had big numbers at the Purdue game, big numbers at the Wisconsin game. And
turns out we stumbled into the biggest outpost in Washington, D.C. when we were there.
Weird.
Random.
Random bar we walk into is like, what?
This is the home of the Ducks in Washington, D.C. Like, wait, really?
All right. But Northwestern has a 15,000 seat stadium they're playing in. Because this game is happening in September, they couldn't play it at Wrigley because the Cubs are playing that day at 11:20 a.m.
And not just that, Pacific the Cubs time. Are playing good baseball.
They're playing very good baseball. So they know that there's two prong here. One, not really a great weekend for that big noon to happen anywhere, but if you're Northwestern, you're probably wanting this to happen to maybe keep some Oregon fans from coming, saying, we don't want to go to a 9 a.m. kick out there.
Yeah.
But that's going to be, it's 11 a.m. local. I have a feeling that they're going to be kind of waking up those body clocks early. So that's the first notable one. A big noon, the Ducks' first big nooner is September 13th. The second notable time that was released today, September 22nd, or 27th, rather, when Oregon goes to Penn State.
Mm. I mean, you look at the schedule, that's the game of the year on the schedule.
It is a 7:30 kick at Beaver Stadium. It will be the whiteout game. It's going to be the night game.
And
it will be a whiteout game.
Up.
It's going to be on NBC. It's going to be electric. September 27th at Penn State.
106,572 is the capacity at Beaver Station.
Not this year.
Should be fun to hear from Noah Eagle that week too.
Yeah. By the way, their capacity is they say, we're going to try to keep it as close to 100,000 as possible. They tore down a side of their stadium.
And, oh.
Yeah. They did it right after their playoff game against SMU. So they're doing renovations there. It will be, like I read something saying that they're going to try to, it will be around 100,000, but it's not, they're doing renovations to that side of the stadium where they tore down like the press box and suites on one side of the stadium and the grandstands, the upper half of the grandstands.
I mean, when it's full, it's one of the bigger stadiums in the country.
In the world.
In the world.
In the world, yeah. But it will, they're still going to be very loud. It's going to be a whiteout crowd. So that'll be a fun atmosphere. The third one is Oregon's playing a Friday game. And this is something that when the Big Ten announced that they were going to start Friday games, there's like protected schools. I think Ohio State and Michigan are protected from playing on a Friday because they got power over there. Oregon had two of them last year. It was a thought that it'd be like, okay, you got two out of the way.
Yeah.
You're clear.
You're the new guy. You put up with this.
November 14th, Minnesota will be a Friday game at 6:00. That is short week following a trip from Iowa. They play Iowa on Saturday, November 8th.
In Iowa?
In Iowa.
Oh.
And then they come back home, play a Friday game. And that kick time against Iowa has not been announced. Remember, Oregon played UCLA at like an 8:00 kick at the Rose Bowl, then got home at like 4 a.m. and had a short week prior to Michigan State this past year. It may have been Purdue. One of their Friday games. They had a short week before one of their Friday games. It was the Purdue game. Because they got home so late and then had to play a short week, so everything got sped up a week. They still shut out Purdue, by the way. You're going to be playing at Iowa, coming home short week, playing Minnesota for a 6:00 kick on Friday on Fox against Minnesota. But that does give them an extra day prior to their game against USC.
And Iowa is one of those teams where you don't want to play them before the short week. Because, yeah, you'll probably win because they just don't have any offense. But you usually leave that game much like...
Don't have them on a short week.
Oh, no, I'm saying going into a short week because...
You're going to be beat up.
You're going to be beat up.
Yeah. And they got Minnesota, which is a very physical team, too.
Like that's, again, if you're looking for like little landmines in the schedule, like things that typically pop up. It was like when you played Stanford when Harbaugh was there. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, you're in for a game, but you're going to leave that week going... That game sucked.
Yep.
Like we got beat up, man. Even if you win, you're leaving with your scars. And it's the same way with Iowa. You play Iowa, you're going to come out of that game. You're probably going to win because they can't score. But you're going to come out of it going, oh, God, I'm beat up.
So those are three notable kick times. September 13th at Northwestern, big noon kick, 9 a.m. Pacific time kickoff. September 27th at Penn State, a 4:30 local time, 7:30 in State College, Pennsylvania for that kick. It will be the whiteout game. And then the Minnesota game, home game against Minnesota, has been moved to Friday, November 14th at 6:00. Other than that, the three other games that were announced today for their kick times, they'll start the season 1:00 kick against Montana State on the Big Ten Network. September 6th, the visit from Oklahoma State will be a 12:30 kick on CBS. That's a sweet spot. I love those 12:30 and 1:00 kicks. Those are perfect. That's football to me. And then October 18th, when they go to Rutgers, 3:30 or 4:00. Not sure which time, because it'll depend on which network picks it up, but it'll either be a 3:30 Pacific or 4:00 Pacific kick, which means a night game in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Yeah, there might be a game on that same day that might have a little more juice.
What's that one?
USC Notre Dame.
Oh, that's on October 18th. Uh-huh. All right.
On my birthday.
You guys might get that. You guys might get that big noon treatment there.
No. It's going to be interesting.
I don't.
It's either that or the night. It'll be that or the night game.
Yeah. Is it in South Bend?
Yeah.
No, well, then you're fine. That'll be an NBC game.
That'll be an NBC game. It'll be the night game.
All right. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine there. Good.
Good day of football.
Please. So wait. If you're booking trips, plan accordingly.
Plan accordingly and go to a town away.
Ooh, good call on that.
Go to a town away.
Go to a town away. Get out for a little bit. You'll be okay.
The extra 20 minutes of driving will probably save you like $400 a night.
Seriously.
No, I'm dead serious.
Seriously. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.